I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Oh, we had did such a lovely show last week. The plaudits continue to come
to roll in. What did the Times say?
Arse fudge.
Who?
Daily Express.
Fuck.
This is the Evening Standard.
What did they have to say?
Shitters. They just said shitters, one word. And
that's one of the
Watford
best
Observer.
Reviews we've ever had, that.
Funny as fudge, Watford Observer.
Oh,
I'll tell you, he's a big fan of our work.
Who?
Cock and Balls.
Spielberg?
No.
Oh.
Out in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And you was there as well.
Oscar.
Me and Angelos had just come back from Hollywood.
Gone down Oscar,
the Oscars. We're a bit jet-lagged, aren't we?
Oh, God. Oh, that's why I'm lying here like the Queen of Sheba on the floor.
Because
with my balls hanging out. Because it's so tiring coming back from LA. Because you had about a year and a half behind us or something like that,
that's
isn't
it? We went to Elton John's party, post-Oscars party, and he loves our podcast.
Oh, he does. Doesn't he? He loves you, massive fan.
And him and David Furniture, he come up and he says, hey, you... Hi, you guys. I can't do the accent. Hi, you guys.
That's it.
I very much endure the podcast.
Oh,
and that sound like Dean Martin and Eric Grayson.
Yeah, from Beyond the Dead.
From Beyond the Dead, Grace. But we wasn't in the mood because, unfortunately, we didn't win the Oscar. We arrived... We had high hopes, didn't we?
Oh, God, I thought, this is my year. I thought, it's nailed on for me this year, you know. And I arrived at the Dolby Theatre, 3,000-seater, and the place was packed. So packed that I couldn't find a seat. So I went and just stood by the box, you know.
Forlorn in that Moss Bros, you know, penguin suit tux that you bought.
Yeah.
I in the room hoping against hope that your chance would come out.
Yeah, that's right. So I stood by the box for about an hour and a half, and I was hoping someone like Johnny Depp would come up to the box so that I could sneak in and sit down where he was sat, but he never did. Like, none of them seem to need to go for a pee when they're doing that. I think they all wear them bags that they stick down their legs, you know, so they don't have to get up and stuff. So I sat by the box very, very forlornly, wasn't I, Barry?
Yeah, it was very upsetting.
Yeah.
I went in and...
Where were you?
Well, I was there. I thought it was my chance as well with my film, but no, it wasn't to be.
No.
It was only...
Was you up for Best Actor this year?
Yeah, Best Actor.
Best Actor, yeah. Well, I was up for Best Actor. I was on the long list.
Yeah,
you know the long list?
Yeah, the long
list. Before they take it down to the short list. Do you know the one?
I mean,
I was on the long list.
What was the film you was up for again? Just remind everyone.
It's called The Boy Who Sat on the Bog.
That was pretty much it, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
If ever there was a title that sort of summed up the film.
Yeah, but it's one of them Jim Jarmusch like films, you know? It's all in black and white.
I done one which I thought was going to compete with Eddie Redmayne thing, and it was very sad, man, because it was about a scientist.
All right.
Didn't discover the meaning of life or split an atom.
It was a chemistry teacher.
It was a chemistry teacher from North Harrow.
Yeah,
Sad, and I totally immersed myself in the role. Yeah. I bought myself a corduroy jacket.
That's good. Lab coat.
Gave myself halitosis for the year.
Yeah, got a coffee addiction.
Yeah. And spent my time, you know, on the internet looking at Phil Muck.
Writing She Me everywhere.
Yeah, that's it. Paper. And generally moaning despite having lots of holidays.
Yeah. Exactly.
Going on strike if someone moved a paperclip 2 inches to the right.
That's
or left,
it,
you know.
That's it, mate. Yeah.
And it's a very sad story because, you know, Eddie Redmayne's was called, what's it called?
The Theory of Everything.
This is called
The
Theory of Nothing, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
A very sad story because I played this and it was true. One day his legs fell off, his arms fell off.
Oh, yeah.
And his head fell off, and he was just a torso.
Oh, right.
And someone
picked him up and chucked him in the bin.
They chucked him in the bin, and he managed to wriggle his way out.
Mm. How did he alert someone to
I don't want to give up the plot away too much.
Okay.
But he got put in a Morrison's shopping trolley, and every day a very kind young orphan.
Yeah.
Would push him into school. Of course, kids can be very cruel.
Very cruel, yeah.
And he'd attempt to talk about Oxbow Lakes.
Yeah, but he hasn't got an head, has he?
He didn't have an head, nothing.
And of course, he can't write nothing on the board.
But he couldn't do nothing.
He ain't got no arms.
But
and he can't shape PE because he had got no legs.
Nothing, he couldn't speak. No. Of course, the children sat there nonplussed, but in the American Hollywood way,
they want to change it
through the power of this orphan's love. One man this spring will show you the periodic table, and that was this man. And I played him.
Yeah, with no head and
nothing. And nothing. I thought I was going to stand
a
chance.
It's just a jacket.
Just a jacket.
Yeah,
it was just a jacket. And I prepared a speech and everything. And
how did you get into... I mean, what research did you do to get into that role?
Well, I went down...
Just being a lump of flesh.
The Sue Ryder charity shop. They've got the old mannequin without a head. And for a while, I just
stared at that.
Yeah, until someone moved me on and said, you get out of the way.
Go away.
And
are you going to buy anything in here, or are you just going to
stand there?
That thing?
I mean, you turn up with some cock and bull story about a science teacher with no head or legs or arm.
Well, yeah, I don't want to know.
And I said,
that.
I'm doing something for a film. I'm up for an Oscar. They said, fuck off.
Yeah, go away.
Go away, sort of thing.
Go away.
Anyway.
We're not into, we don't believe you. But this is it. You know, when you pitch these ideas to people, they don't.
Oh,
no, that wouldn't happen in real life.
No, of course.
No.
I mean,
no.
Do you really think anyone would believe a story about a man, that Mandela one?
Ah.
He got put in prison.
25 years in prison.
Do you believe that?
Get
crap.
And then he comes back to like be the king or whatever it was.
He was the king, yeah. He'd come back, be the king, took over Southampton or something. Anyway. Basically, I felt cheated because I thought I was going to win it. And it was only when I got to Elton John's house and I got in that I was made a fuss of by various stars who'd seen my work. All the top people, Linda Lusardi was there, Sue Pollard, Jeffrey Holland off of Heidi High.
Yeah, they were all there.
They were all there.
Yeah.
And they said, we saw the film. And we thought you were jolly good.
Yeah, good at it.
And then David Furniture come up and said, love the podcast. And I was walking on air.
Well, that's what they do in Hollywood, though. They make you feel like $1 million.
Dollars.
And then the next day, they drop you like a stone.
A stone.
Because I was at that party.
Yeah, I saw you there, that's right.
Because I was on the long list, you know, for the Oscar and that for the boy that is in the bog. And And they always aren't making a fuss of me, yes, and all that stuff, you know. And I thought, oh, I'm the king of the night. Even though I was only on the long list for the Oscars, yes, I wasn't yet made the short list, you know. I'm king of the night because obviously there's people here want to see my work and, yeah, you know, I like what I do. And
what
that.
You
but,
do, yeah.
But, you know, half an hour later, they moved on. Yeah. I'd had a go at... Elton's wig and I try to pull it off his head.
Oh, that's so that
like,
funny.
You do something like that in Hollywood.
You're finished.
You are finished.
Yeah.
So, but I was all right because I was already finished with them anyway. Well, so I didn't give a shit, you know?
I blanked them. Yeah, bollocksome. The funny thing was at that party, him and John Travolta jumped in Elton's swimming pool. I say swimming pool, it's 1699 from B&Q.
Yeah, they jumped in. Pole, isn't it?
And next thing they jump out, there's two little wigs floating in the water. And for a laugh, I put them up against my breast like a sort of furry bra.
Yeah.
And I said, look at me, who am I? I've got Elton John's hair.
Yeah, look, gorillas in the mist.
Gorillas in the mist, that's and everyone it. Just stopped dead. And I've got a strong feeling
that's what finished you in
finished
Hollywood.
Me in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the other thing was I'd had... more than, you know, I was pissed out of me. And as many sausage rolls at an Elton John party as you want. Yeah, it's a lot of Scotch eggs, pineapples on sticks.
Because he buys up the whole of the Iceland
he
menu.
He buys bulk.
For that.
He buys bulk.
He buys it in from Iceland.
Mini,
you know?
Kiev, chicken zingy sliders.
That's it.
Prawn ring.
Yeah.
He has them all there from Iceland. That. And basically what happened was... Biggins was there, you know, and as he walked past me, he tapped me on the stomach, went, all right, and unfortunately I shit myself, and Scarlett Johansson was just swimming in the pool, and he landed on my head.
Oh, God.
Faces.
Okay.
And I said, Christ, so...
Well, they probably had to get someone in to clean that.
They
out,
did.
Didn't they?
Some poor actor.
Yeah, probably out of work actor.
So if it hadn't been for holding up Elton's wig as a... cover my breast and shitting on one of Hollywood's major
stars.
I probably would be a player there now.
Yeah.
What I will say about you, an award you should have got was the most glamorous person on the red carpet of the Oscars.
Yeah.
I was sporting an Oscar de la Renta.
Yeah.
Backless.
I know
number,
you would.
Sequin
you
number.
Gorgeous. You look gorgeous. And that was quite a figure-hugging outfit, wasn't it?
Well, it was.
Yeah, so figure-hugging, in fact, that you could see you meeting two veg out the front of it. Like, you know.
That's what they're all sporting.
And it was white as well, you know, wasn't it?
I went to see the designer, and I said, oh, you can see my pubes through this Oscar de la Renta. Number, down, I call it.
Down.
And so she said, well, jewellery as well counts. And there were people
well,
there.
Well, you could see your crown jewels.
Yeah, you could. And I decorated them with various diamonds nestling in my pubis.
Oh, like a bejazzle.
A bejazzle. And I turned a few heads, you know. I think all the press come, over here. And, you know, if nothing else, I think that I caused a wow on the...
Yeah, well, you got thrown out, so...
Well, the problem was...
Initially.
After the Asti Spumanti, there was a little bit of a...
You got reckless,
mark on
didn't
it,
you?
Yeah.
A little reckless.
Yeah, saying that back that down.
Yeah, you drank too much of that Asti Spumanti.
Yes, I did.
And because you were sewn into that dress,
you
couldn't get out of it to go to the toilet.
No, that's right.
So you went to the toilet, innit?
Yes.
And I think, and because it is white.
Yes.
I think by the end of that, you look terrible.
I think it was worse than it looked. It was white.
Yeah.
You know, it was a gossamer thin dress.
Oh, I'll say.
And
you could see the varicose veins down your thigh.
Yes, you could. You could. But you look gorgeous. Was it a Calvin Klein you was...
I was wearing George at Asda.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And, because like last year, you know, I was going to go to the Oscars.
Yes.
And I cancelled it right at the last minute. Because I said, no, I'm not going to go. Because on the grounds that my coat stank.
Yeah.
And I...
Your coat stank,
oh,
so what did
stank.
You... You give it a scrape in the end and just...
No, I didn't bother going because I thought, oh, they'll just take the piss out of me. Yeah, like, if I go up down a red carpet and that, and it all, you know, because it, like, stinks of muck and that, they'll probably... They'll probably... That's the only thing they'll flag up, you know?
Yeah.
It'll damage my reputation in Hollywood, having me stinking coat.
And what a night it was. All the stars were there. Scarlett Johansson wasn't yet to be shat on by England's Barry from Watford. And who is this? Oh. It's Angela DiPartino.
Oh, my God. What? Angelos, what is that?
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I was down at Fishmongers over in West Hollywood earlier on today because you buy some halibut and some cod for the party afterwards. But when I went in there, I slipped over and I fell in a load of fish guts.
Well. Certainly there's been some heads thrown round today. You got Barry, who shit up the back of his Oscar de la Renta dress, and you, Angelos, in a coat that smells like a stinky whorehouse. Tell me, Angelos,
yes?
Do you think you're going to win for Boy in the Toilet?
No, I don't think so, because I'm only on the long list, you know, where the list that before they... Got putting it down to the short list. Do you know what I mean? You probably don't know what I mean because you're not in Hollywood like what I am.
Well, here's a man we can ask. Dean Martin. Dean Martin here.
How much have we made since we started doing this?
We have made nothing since we've been. Although we're going to do a show on the 26th of May.
That's going to rake it in.
That's going to rake it in.
This show is what we call a lost leader, isn't it? So we do it for nothing. We're not sure why.
No.
But they tell us it's a lost leader.
It's
isn't
a lost leader, yeah.
Lost leader.
It's going to lead to loss of all sorts of dignity.
Loss of dignity,
loss
career,
of work. Yeah. Loss of any appearances on the BBC.
On the telly.
Yeah. That's the
loss of
leader.
Friends.
Loss of friends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, loss of grandchildren who hear this filthy muck.
That's it, yeah.
But what I'm going to do for money is Dragon Den.
Oh, I don't know that.
The
Dragon Den.
You've
been coming up with ideas for that, isn't it?
Yeah. What was that one you come up with in the last series?
I'm pitching every week.
I know
them,
you are, yeah.
You know, but the last one I done is, you know, like when you come home.
Yeah.
And you've been out walking, like we've been out shining on in 7 different places and all that. And so you've got your big boots on. You know, because you've actually done a lot of walking, innit?
Yeah.
Right, and you come home at the end of all that, after all them shining eyes, and you aren't that good, innit?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, what the idea I come up with is that when you get home, you sit down in your chair, and I've trained a monkey to come in and then take your boots off.
Nice.
And just put them to one side so that I don't have to bend over and do that.
Yes.
Now, the monkey takes about 6 years to train to do that.
Yeah.
And it costs about $2,000 to get one off the internet. But I think that business can be rolled out. Like,
yes.
I mean, I can see how that can be turned into a global business because there's loads of monkeys about.
Of course
and there's loads of knackered people wanting to get their boots off.
Yeah.
So you're not telling me that is not... universal idea.
Have you got a patent on it?
Yeah, I've got one of them. Yeah, I stuck it on the wall.
Yeah,
yeah.
I went there.
Stuck it on its arse.
I went in there and I had a lovely idea.
It's
a torch that buzzes.
You go up in the lift.
I went up in the lift. That was the best part of it.
Yeah.
I said goodbye.
I went up in the lift and went down again and come up again.
No, that's
it. Opened the doors and I said, not yet, I said.
Yeah, when
I
go
down
again. And who's the fella who hosts it, you know?
That one with the eyes.
You, the eyes.
Yeah, Evan Davis.
Anyway, I went up there.
Yeah.
And I pitched my idea, which is a torch that buzzes in the dark so you can find it vibrates. I'll put a patent on it. I'll put a copyright on it. I'll give it to Deborah Meaden, yeah, first review. She sat on it for a year.
And then came back in and...
It was, the batteries were flat, yeah, you know, But what I would like to see is something that's really, had a really wonderful idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a tape that you can put on with a sticky side on one.
Like a measuring tape, Barry?
No, it's like a tape that you put down.
You like a gaffer tape?
No, it's a bit like a gaffer tape. It's see-through and you put it down and it can... hold things together, and it's got a sort of, you know, plastic, so I called it jello tape, and it will hold things together, you know.
What is it?
Can use it for wrapping things up.
Why would you ever need jello? Like
I don't know, but I thought it was a lovely idea.
I can't see that ever taking off.
No,
I think you need to go back to the drawing board, mate. What was your other idea you had?
Spankorama.
Yeah.
Spankorama.
That's a good idea.
And that is if you don't have the money to visit a lady of the night.
Yeah.
You simply, you crank this thing up. Mm. It's got various hands on it. Oh, yeah, Bend over. Yeah. And as it goes round.
Yeah, yeah.
Smacks you on the bottom.
Yeah. Well, that's for a very specific man, isn't it? Or woman.
Yeah. But you know,
were they interested in that?
Deborah Meaden said she's already got one at home.
Yeah.
But hers.
She had it built for her.
Oh, she did, but she turns it right up and goes. You know, some people like. I mean, I like that sort of thing. Just give this a go now. Give that a slap now.
There we go. Right, ready?
Yeah, hold on.
What, fast or slow?
Hold on, let me just put that there. Hold on. There we are. Go on, give that a go.
Oh, God, Barry. Hey, I tell you what, you're liking that.
Woo!
Barry, I'm enjoying myself at all.
Woo! Now, you see, if you had a machine that could do that...
I'm surprised you can sit down after that, mate.
You bend down, let me see. Yeah, there's quite people like this sort of thing. Hold on, let me take a run. Hold on, pull those down. Hold on. Let me take a run up. Hold on, I'll just take...
I'm too far back.
Hold on. I'm just going to run up.
Turn the machine on. That's it. Go on in.
Get the machine on.
Go on in. I've got to get it. Oh, you've got to be slow.
I'm turning it up.
Oh, baby.
Now, Deborah Meaden's got one of those in her house now.
I can see why she might want it, but it's not for me. I'm not into that stuff. Don't mind dishing it.
Do you want to try
a bottle of water?
Do you want to try this one?
That's a bit nicer, that one. That's how I feel. Shall I feel on that, Barry?
All right, mate. Oh, he's going into a trance.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God, I've sent him off into an anal trance.
I feel quite queer.
His eyes are rolling back.
Oh.
Roger? Is that Roger?
Oh, hello.
Hello, Roger. Nice to see you back.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, not so bad. My spanking machine has just sent Angelos... into the afterlife.
Funny you should say that, because I was just coming through and I've gone into Angelos's body and I must say,
yeah,
my bum is hurting.
What's news, Rod? What do I need to know for the future?
I want to know if we can ever be friends with Elton again
after the party.
Oh no, I don't think so, because you tugged at his trousers and pulled his pants down in front of all them people.
Yeah, I know.
And you sat on his piano keys.
Yeah, I know.
And he said, get out of it. And he don't want to know you no more. And David Furniture has sadly said that he will not produce your film of Science Teacher 2.
Oh,
Teacher with One Leg.
I've done so much to get on Ed Elton's good books.
Yeah, I know.
I even bought some of that single mum acrylic tracksuit stuff he likes to wear.
It's Terry Towling stuff.
Terry Towling stuff.
I know, and he says he appreciates that, but it doesn't change the fact that you did try to pull his pants down and sit on his piano keyboard.
Did a shit in his pool.
Shit in his pool.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. What can I do? Can you somehow send a psychic message to Sir Elton saying I want to be friends?
Well, I've already spoken to Sir Elton. He said the only way back is to write him a hit song.
Okay.
He will sing the song.
Okay.
And if it reaches anywhere above number 15 in the download charts, and he's willing to talk to you again. Can you do that?
Oh, I'll give it a go. I've got some.
Can you do that?
I'll give it a go. I've got.
He needs it by next Friday because he's got one song short of his new album.
Oh, God, Roger, will you help me? I've got an idea. Let me.
Bum aches.
Oh, let's see how we're doing it. Let's see if I can get this one. Sir Elton, let me be your friend. I didn't mean to be an arsehole at your party. I didn't mean to pull your wig off. I was trying to be arty. I didn't mean to stand on the diving board and shit on Scarlett Johansson. I didn't mean to sit on the keys of your grand piano. Have some.
He says that that's a good first draft, but you need to go back to drum.
I don't want that one. That's come on by accident. Look, what about if I try this one? Apologize. David Furnish, I'm sorry. David Furnish, I'm sorry. I came in to your bedroom and caught you in flagrante, sitting on Elton's face. Upstairs at the party. I'm sorry that I called you a hanger-on and kicked you in the nuts. Can I repay you somehow? I haven't got the guts. I don't know whether that's...
Well, I'll put that to him, but I know, I'm not sure. I'm going.
Angelos,
what's going on?
Roger came down from the dead.
What did he want?
He reckons I'm never going to be friends with Sir Elton again. I've tried to write
I'm not surprised with what you've done to him.
Oh, God, Elton, if you're listening, I'm sorry about
you. He will
about
be listening. You need to do a heartfelt apology to him, Barry, because we'll be shunned from, and I don't mind not going to the Oscars party, Barry, but I cannot put up with not being at the Can party.
Will you help me just say a little sorry to Sir Elton? Okay.
So look, Sir Elton, it's Angelos here. Listen, I know Barry was a bit of a tear away at your party.
I see.
Because he's been on the Aspies Blue Mountain since 3 o'clock. That afternoon, and Margaret wasn't with him, and so he was sort of let off the leash, if you know. And you know what that's like when furniture's not there. I know you get on the Martell. Anyway, right, he'd gone in your party and he had a go at your wig and he pulled your pants down.
And that was silly.
Yeah, it was silly, but again, he's under the influence when he's done that, and he's not himself. And as a former drinker and druggie yourself, Elton, you will understand that when people is ripped to the tits on it all, they do things what they regret after. And I think it's fair to say that Barry regrets unreservedly, like, doing all them things, apart from maybe tugging at your wig, because I was there,
yeah,
and that was funny.
That was funny,
so you should let him off for that.
Okay.
But the rest of it, he's sorry about it, so... I hope you can accept that and then just draw a line under it and we can all go to Cannes and be friends again.
Can I offer my heartfelt apology to you, David Furniture? I didn't mean to accuse you of being a hanger-on. I'm sure that you've got skills. We're not sure what they are at this juncture, no.
Yeah.
And no doubt you offer Elton sucker. You offer him a lot of sucker.
I would have thought so.
Well, judging by what I saw in the... anyway, David, toodaloo.
Okay.
I hope we can still be friends. Let's just say someone from beyond the grave has told me that a hit single might just save things.
Actually, Roger, it's
Roger
told
from
him
beyond
that.
The grave.
Okay. All right, bye-bye, David. That clears the path, you know.
Well, I hope that does something, because we want to go back to Elton's party.
Yeah, we do. It's going to be shunned by the Hollywood glitterati.
I mean,
I was cracking on with Rachel Weisz, and I was getting somewhere.
Yeah,
and
I know you
we
was.
Got slung out of there.
Yeah. It was, you had to go at Linda Lusardi, then Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, Lusardi's out of my league.
Yeah, she is. Well, you had your smelly coat on, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Then I tried to interest Linda Lusardi with my spanking machine.
This podcast is a Playback Media production.
That I brought, and I brought in the dryer.
That was quite something to bring that along with you.
It was saying...
Yeah, plug it in the wall and everything.
I plugged it in and that, and you know, Hugh Hefner was there, and some of the
tripped over the wire.
That silly old twat tripped over the wire.
Yeah, and
then he was so furious, he sat me in front of the spanking machine. It just went round my face.
Yeah, but when he found out what that machine was,
he said, "Oh, I want to get that."
He wants in on that.
I want the spanking machine at the play. Boy, bend over, lady. I got a spanking machine. Now, Barry, how does it work?
Well, you just plug it in, and then press the on button, and then it just adjusts the times you want to be spanked per minute.
I mean, this was the... I mean, the worst thing, really, was he wanted to try it out first of all, Hugh Hefner, and he's so... Oh, you know, I got him to sort of bend over, and he pulled his, wears big sort of wide fronts. He pulled them down.
Yeah.
He bent over, one slap of that, and both of his arse cheeks fell off.
I know, but
so old.
I was extremely surprised to discover was that his wide fronts are attached to his braces.
Yeah.
You know, under his shirt.
They pull right up.
So when you pull them down... Boing, they just boing back up again, you know.
Oh, they do. And then the other fella who
came... All the elastic's gone on his pants.
It's all gone. He's basically been held together.
He's a rich man, isn't he?
Yeah. He's very stingy. He's been held together. He's like a branch of Ryman's.
Yeah, all tight and that.
He's got all tight and that.
You know who owns Ryman's?
Same man who owns Jell-O Tate.
No, it's Fia Fichetus.
Does he really?
Yeah, he owns Ryman's and he owns La Senza. It's
Italian for slag, isn't it?
The Pants Company.
Well, Theo Pafitis, if you're listening, and he did turn down my spanking machine.
Yeah, well, he's
he
stupid,
gave
isn't
it a thumbs down. There isn't an adaptation you can have it for thumbs up on that, you know, but it said he gave it the thumbs down. And then that
He said, I'm out.
Yeah.
And Donga Manadine, he said, I'm out too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's an impression I do.
And Deborah Meaden said, Deborah Meaden, is Harry Redknapp in a blonde wig. Have you noticed? Someone check her knees. I reckon it's Harry Redknapp. She's bitter. I mean,
because whenever QPR plays, she's never
she's
there.
Never around. Have you ever seen Deborah Meaden and Harry Redknapp in the same room? No, you haven't.
Never. I have actually.
That's what she sounds like.
That's what he sounds like, I know.
Yeah, he does, I know.
Yeah.
So that's Deborah.
That's Deborah Meaden
for you. Now,
where are we at then?
What I want to tell you is that on the 11th of March, I am doing a show at the 100 Club, Barry's Bingo. Please go to wegottickets.com.
We 11th of March.
And then... Where you and me are doing a show on the 26th of May in Covent Garden.
Have you sold lots of tickets
for
the March gig?
Barry's Bingo, we've only sold about 50 tickets now.
There's a traditional last rush for that.
Yes, but I don't want to take that chance because we've got a lot of new acts coming on. So
who's on?
Pippa Evans.
Oh, lovely.
Carrie Ad Lloyd.
Oh, lovely.
some other people I can't remember.
Can't remember their names.
But, you know, it's going to be a great night. We got tickets. Go on, if you hate it, we're never talking this again. The 26th of May, you and me are doing some old show.
Our
thing, and it's going to be Covent Gardens.
What is the place you're doing that in? The pub?
I think it's...
Doing it in the bog?
I think it's the place where they do all them football ones.
Is it?
Is that right, Steve?
What football ones? What, talking about football?
Yeah, we don't talk. The what?
The Guanabara Club.
The what?
Guanabara Club.
The Guanabara Club. Just made that up. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
What's a Guanabara? What is that?
It's a club where we're going to do our stuff. It's quite nice in there.
Yeah, but what is a Guanabara?
It used to be the talk of the town, did it, that place?
So come and see that.
But go to 100 Club first. Right,
and go to 100 Club first because you're 2 months apart.
Yeah, come on, you won't hear the same jokes. No. It's not as if, you know, every time you see me doing a gig, I'm doing the same jokes.
No, exactly. It's different every time.
Every single time.
It's all new stuff.
Well, I think that we're probably going to draw to a close.
Draw a line under.
We'll draw a line under this particular debacle. And we'll be back very soon.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, good God, yes.
And until the next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye,
everybody.
This podcast is a Playback Media production.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.